So there was a city council work session last night.
There was indeed. And there was two items on the agenda. And I know what everyone's going to be asking for is what happened with the water treatment plant.
Right.
And this is where I'm going to tell everyone, you're not going to find out from me right now.
Okay.
There was almost a 2 hour plus hour debate on this, the water treatment plant last night. I have, I think by my count, 13 pages of notes just on that one discussion.
Wow.
Right? And I need to spend some time actually going through and reviewing all of that.
Yeah.
Getting even a hold on what all happened. So what I can tell you is here's my plan going forward so I can be transparent with our audience and and what the next steps for going forward. The immediate next thing is Ben Martig will be in, the city administrator, in 2 hours to talk about this. So we'll hear his perspective. Later today is when the agendas for the city council meetings will be posted.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the other reason I don't want to have this conversation yet is because a lot of the future of the water treatment plan is going to be decided about exactly how do they word the motion on the agenda next week.
Okay.
Because
that's
we have four options, remember, for the water treatment plant. And do they put all four on the agenda next week? Do they just put options one and two, Do they put... Right, that will help us decide where we're going forward with this. So my plan is to wait until we get that agenda, while also kind of going back, listening through, reading some of my notes again. Friday's news we are going to be dedicating to the water treatment plant again.
Okay.
I know listeners are probably kind of feeling overwhelmed by this, but it is one of those, it's, I assume, probably the biggest issue that we've really tackled in Northfield in a while, both expense-wise and...
It is.
And, you know, people's stakes in this, right?
Yeah.
Like this matters for a lot of people in Northfield at a very high degree, right? Water is a thing we all interact with on a not just daily basis, but like hourly basis.
Yeah.
Right?
It's 6:20 in the morning. I've already interacted with water at least four times today.
Exactly.
There it is.
So it's a very important issue. So that's why we're going to keep dedicating a lot of coverage to this.
Very good.
So Friday's news, we'll cover what happened at the council meeting, kind of perspectives on this, and the next steps going forward based on what we get out of today's agenda, or the agenda being posted today.
Okay.
That is my plan with the water treatment plant. Look through some notes, review all that.
All right.
Any other questions about that I can try to answer before going any further?
No, because any questions I have actually are better asked to Mr. Martig, or we can talk about it later this week.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it comes down to, again, with a work session, there was no formal votes taken. The idea was to get the impression of each counselor and where things kind of stand about where they might want to go forward so we can have better language structured for that next meeting and maybe some better estimates and such. But it really, it felt very similar from the meeting in January where they rejected the contract, where it's kind of you two against the 3-4, and Councillor Dolan was not there last night, and Mayor Zweifel somewhere in the middle.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes. The thing I do want to talk about, though, is the comprehensive plan, which was what was on the discussion beforehand.
Okay.
And I will upfront tell listeners, last night, Jake Riley and I figured out, the community development director, a time where we are going to do a long-form comprehensive plan show.
Fantastic.
We have been doing these kind of monthly interviews that have been kind of just scratching the surface of the comprehensive plan.
Yeah, just sort of keeping up to date on what's going on. Yeah.
The idea is that this isn't going to get into the how we made this or all these other things. We're going to start on page one, and we're going to audiobook our way through the comprehensive
plan. Okay.
Because we kind of agreed between Betsy Buckheit, the Planning Commission Chair, and Jake Riley and myself that there is people who want to learn about this.
Yep.
But they're not going to be able to spend the time to listen to it to read it. So maybe while I'm in my car on the way to work, pull up the podcast
and listen. Absolutely.
So the goal, folks, is that you're going to have that. That's going to be coming out the end of February.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Nice job. That's going to be awesome.
Yes, that will come out the final week of February because they're getting their last kind of amendments made. So we're not going to do a show while amendments are still in the process.
Right.
Then it's all going to be
Right? After it's all said and done.
The thing that is kind of becoming the biggest discussion point, though, that I want to spend some time talking about is the future land use map. So what is a future land use? It's deciding what are we going to do with the land in the future, both the land currently in Northfield and where are we going to grow?
Right.
So it categorizes Northfield into five categories. And what's important about this is that this will then inform future zoning laws for how we structure those zoning laws in that area. And also might help dictate levels of investment and such. Let's discuss the growth of Northfield.
Mm-hmm.
The area that primarily a lot of the discussion is being had is the southeastern section of town. Mm-hmm. So all of those residential homes out there and such. There are two areas of growth. We've identified a priority growth area, and we've identified this could be the growth area in 20 years, but it's not the priority. Okay. So there's a smaller priority growth, and then there's a much larger, this could be all the places we could want to grow,
right?
We would annex into Northfield and such. And the discussion is, well, what do we want to use with that land in the future? Do we want that land to be residential? Do we want it to be commercial? Do we want it to be industrial?
Yes.
As people can probably guess, that area is already quite residential out there.
Yep.
And the determination was to keep a lot of it residential going forward. Which means that if, let's say, the example that Jake Riley gave last night was that if a developer came to the city and said, we want to buy a bunch of land out by Jefferson Parkway, you know, in the cornfield that it is now, and build a factory there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, according to the future use map, that's supposed to be for residential land.
So it's not,
which means they
that.
Can't do that.
Okay.
And that would prohibit that business from going there. So there would be a longer process. They could amend the map. They could change it, but it would be a much longer process because we are prioritizing houses to go there instead, or apartments or whatever.
Right.
Residential. Not a factory.
Right.
Likewise, we can flip this around to go to the northwest section of town.
Sure.
And the priority growth there is industrial. Right? Yeah. So if a developer came in and said, we want to build a bunch of houses up by the hospital, well, we go, well, that's not according to our map, right? Yeah. The map says we want to build factories or, you know, some sort of other industrial item up in the northwest corner.
Absolutely.
So that is the future growth, at least. The priority areas are identified for how we want them to be zoned, or not zoned, future used. Because zoning comes after future land use.
Yeah.
The total urban growth area still has to be planned. So there are still parts of this that are unplanned in the map. It also identifies areas in Northfield for future growth. So it maintains residential areas as being residential.
Yeah.
This map says that if you currently live in an area with primarily houses and neighborhood, it's going to stay that way for 20 years. That's the city's kind of legal position on that, right? We're not going to have a factory come in and take out all of the houses up by Central Park.
Right.
So that's reassuring, I'm sure.
It is, actually.
It means that downtown is still zoned that way. Highway 3 is that way. So there's actually, in Northfield, relatively fewer changes. We'll spend some time unpacking that, too, and that's something that will come up in our long-form comprehensive plan show, too.
Okay.
So that was just the big discussion in the comp plan was this future land use map. There were some other points, but I won't spend too much time on them. They're going to be with the comprehensive plan, this 20-year-long document. It will go to the Planning Commission next week, and the hope is to get some more interactive items up on the website so that you can kind of see these maps and interact with them a little bit better. They're actually going to have, if you're colorblind versions of the map now, because the PDF is only in one color.
Yep.
But now if you had red, green, colorblind, you can click a button and it's going to recolor it so that you can see it that way. Right.
Cool.
So they're going to start getting all of these documents up in the next 2 weeks on the website, along with some other just interactive ways to read this. So it's a little bit easier.
Awesome. So, awesome. Yes. When do we expect the comp plan to go before the city council for final approval?
So this next planning commission meeting is expected to be the last regular planning commission meeting to discuss the comp plan.
Okay.
If they weren't to recommend the comp plan at this meeting, they'd probably have another meeting probably at the end of the month or so seems to be the estimation. And then it would go to the council for debate and then adoption in mid-March.
Got it.
So we are mid-February. That's why a show timed about this at the end of February.
Yeah.
Hopefully listeners can learn about it about the same time it's going to the council for a vote.
Good. Fantastic.
So
awesome.
That's the city council meeting from last night.
All right. Thanks, Logan. We appreciate that.